then guaranteed their deposit, and they'd put what's putting the money back in the bank, and when it's guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I know all that happened.
Mm-hmm. So you're a first-hand witness.
Huh? Yes, sir.
Someone jumped. You say he did what in the water? He
dived.
Yeah, and then he
swam.
All right. And a little kid gets out on the floor and turns over like this. You say he's turning
a somersault.
All right. And if somebody throws in something extra with a purchase, you know, like if you somebody buys a pound of nails or something, and you throw in a couple more, do you have a special name for that?
I was throwing that in.
Okay. And if someone was swimming and went down for the third time, you'd say he did what?
Drowned.
All right. And a baby.
That happened down here.
Saudi Lake, day before yesterday. That's right. And a baby gets down on all fours and...
Cool.
All right. And a boy wants to go up a tree. He
climbed.
Yeah, yesterday he...
Huh.
All right. And a person gets down on his... on his knees, you'd say he did what? He prayed.
He knelt and prayed.
Okay. And a person says, I'm tired. I think I'll walk down for a while. I think I'll...
rest.
And said, down in the bed. I think I'll...
down and rest.
Yeah. All right. And to do this on the floor is to...
stomp.
All right. And if you say, I didn't get a good night's sleep last night because I what all night? Things were passing through my mind.
Dream.
All right. And you get on a rope and you...
If you get
on a rope and you give it a...
Pierre?
Yeah. You...
pull?
Yeah, and you get behind a car that's stuck and you...
push.
All right. And if you write, you say, I'd say, did you write that letter? You say, yes, I...
Yes, sir.
I did what? I...
answer.
Yeah, and I, letter. But I, what the letter, I?
Signed.
You know, and so you asked him to write his name down, and so he...
signed.
He wrote...
wrote his name, signed.
Okay, and you put your name in what, on an envelope, your name, you put the name...
address.
All right, and if someone didn't know how to write, he might ask you, would you do what, this letter for me, would you...
maybe.
Yeah, but he wanted you to... put the stuff on it, he'd say.
Thank
you. Well, he wants you to do the writing on it for him.
Address.
Yeah. I ask you, what's new? And you say...
I don't know.
There's new. There's just... anything new? And you say, no. No.
Not that I know.
Okay. And... say, how long have you been in business here? And you say, I've been in business here ever...
since 1913.
All right. And if you put something on a block and tackle and wanted to lift it up in the air, say that was that you were going to do what?
Lift.
Or
horse.
Yeah. And if you went out, your wife wanted to put some, have some flowers in a vase, you know, you might, or she might go out in the garden and...
cut flowers.
All right. And if you're, what would you call the time of, how would you greet a person this time of day?
Good morning.
How would you greet a person after 12 o'clock?
Good afternoon.
Okay. Would you ever call that part of day anything other than afternoon?
Evening.
All right. Well, how early in the day would you use that?
Oh, 1 or 2 o'clock.
Okay. If something is, I'd say, have you ever been there? Yes. You say, yes, I've been there. How many times have you been there? You say, I've been there.
Several.
But if you've only been there.
Once.
Yeah.
Several.
And if you've been there this many times, say, I've been there.